Welcome to American Dissident Voices. I'm Kevin Alfred Strom. Now we enter yet another war for the Jewish state. The Washington-Tel Aviv axis has attacked and is now fully engaged in, quote, Operation Epic Fury, close quote. This war, initiated on February 28, 2026, by unilateral action of the U.S. and Israel, has already claimed thousands of lives. And despite Trump's rhetoric of easy victory, the bombs and missiles continue to fall on both sides. Will the blood and violence reach mainland America? With our burgeoning invader population, that is certainly a possibility. Disorganized, violent acts of rage and vengeance have already begun. American power is being wielded not to secure the borders of the United States, as it should be, but to dismantle another sovereign nation for the strategic benefit of the state of Israel. Since the command was given to dismantle the Iranian state, the combined military might of the United States and Israel has unleashed a campaign of industrial-scale destruction that has moved well past the pretense of strategic targeting. What we are witnessing is the total war doctrine, calibrated to maximize civilian suffering, cripple the national infrastructure of an ancient civilization, and facilitate the geopolitical ambitions of the Jewish state. According to independent reports, the atrocities began with a coordinated barrage of cruise missiles and long-range drones that did not merely strike military bases, but obliterated the life support systems of Iranian cities. Within 48 hours, the power grids of Tehran, Karaj, and Qom were rendered non-functional. This was an instant death sentence for thousands. Hospitals around the country reported immediate catastrophic fatalities in neonatal units and operating units. The Jewish-controlled American media, dutifully serving as the propaganda arm of the war effort, framed this as degrading enemy command and control. By March 3, Washington and Tel Aviv had shifted to the systematic destruction of water treatment facilities. According to reports from international charities, cholera and dysentery are now greater killers than the bombs themselves. This is the Jewish mentality in its raw form. They view all this as mere collateral damage in the march toward a reorganized Middle East. The brutality is not limited to infrastructure. The psychological warfare campaign, spearheaded by Israel's intelligence apparatus and amplified by the U.S. military, has utilized white phosphorus bombs in the densely populated outskirts of Tabriz. While the Pentagon maintains a stony silence regarding these reports, the visual evidence surfacing from the ground, charred remains, the unmistakable chemical burns on non-combatants, and the scorched earth of residential neighborhoods tells a story that the Jew-controlled media are desperate to suppress. This is terror bombing, intended to break the spirit of a population that has refused to kneel before the throne of the Washington-Tel Aviv axis. Perhaps most egregious is the role of the Israeli Defense Forces, or IDF, in the ground incursions near the border regions. Operating under the umbrella of U.S. air cover, Israeli special units have been documented engaging in what can only be described as cleansing operations in the Khuzestan province, Villages that have been inhabited for centuries are being bulldozed to create a security buffer that extends deep into Iranian territory. Just like in Palestine, families are given minutes to evacuate before their homes are razed. And those who remain, the elderly, the infirm, the defiant, are treated as quote-unquote insurgents, and many are terminated on the spot. Not satisfied with murdering Ali Khamenei, the man with whom they were negotiating the day before, the U.S. IDF forces also murdered his daughter, and his son-in-law, and his granddaughter, and his daughter-in-law. This was not accidental. Jews are monsters, and those who serve them become monsters. The American public, anesthetized by a media cycle that fixates on the necessity of the war, remains largely oblivious to the scale of the carnage. We are told the war is about democracy or stopping terror. Yeah, right. But the reality is that the U.S. military is acting as an auxiliary force for the Israeli territorial expansion project. Every time an American missile levels a residential block in Isfahan, it is paid for by the working-class American taxpayer, a citizen whose own nation is rotting from within, whose borders are ignored, and whose political voice has been effectively silenced by the same lobby that demands his wealth and his blood. The cost of this conflict is becoming impossible to hide. Estimates from underground medical associations suggest that civilian deaths have already surpassed 40,000, with an additional 120,000 suffering from critical, life-altering injuries. The collateral is, in fact, the target. By destroying the ability of the Iranian state to provide for its citizens, the coalition aims to manufacture a refugee crisis of such magnitude that the entire region is destabilized, allowing for the installation of puppet regimes that will facilitate the carving up of even more resources among the Jews and their janissaries, leaving everyone else homeless, helpless, impoverished, or dead. This is the true face of American governmental and military power when it is untethered from the interests of its own people. The atrocities committed in the name of quote-unquote security in Iran are the same atrocities that await any nation or people that dares to stand against Jewish tyranny. The same terror engulfed Germany 80 years ago. These atrocities are a mirror. They reflect the true nature of the power structure to which we are currently submitting. Donald Trump, once the self-proclaimed peace candidate who spoke of ending the foreign entanglements that define the Washington swamp, has undergone a total transformation. All I can say is that there must be some really, really choice blackmail material on Trump in those 3 million-plus redacted pages of the Epstein files that we aren't allowed to see. The man who appointed anti-war figure Tulsi Gabbard to his cabinet has now empowered the most aggressive elements of the Zionist war machine. While Americans are told to wave their flags and prepare for victory, the reality is that our sons are being deployed to fight a war that has been on the drawing board of the Israel First lobby since their 1996 Clean Break report. That document, written by American advisors for Israel, explicitly identified Iraq, Syria, and Iran as targets to be neutralized to ensure Israeli regional hegemony. I'm sure that there will be no end to the target list. No matter who you vote for, you get Jonathan Greenblatt and Benjamin Netanyahu. Look at the contrast. Our own southern border is a wide open sieve. Illegal aliens from across the globe pour into our country, displacing white Americans, suppressing wages, and eroding the social cohesion that once made this nation great. The administration offers theater, brief bursts of enforcement, cracking a few heads here and a few heads there, making a lot of headlines, while the fundamental demographic transformation of our country proceeds apace. Yet while our own hearths are being invaded, we are told that the real threat to our way of life is the government in Tehran. We are being asked to sacrifice our soldiers and our treasure to bomb a country that has never attacked the United States, which has built no overseas bases, which, unlike the U.S., has no beachhead or launching sites near our borders. All while our own national identity is being liquidated at home. The orchestration of this conflict reveals the central reality of our time, the overwhelming power of the lobby we are never supposed to mention. You know the lobby I mean. Iran does not control the Western media conglomerates that promote perversion and racial suicide among our people. Iran does not dictate the editorial policies of ABC, Disney, CNN, NBC, CBS, PBS, or any other networks. But a certain other minority, one that demands absolute deference to the state of Israel, does. This Jewish lobby ensures that American interests are permanently conflated with Israeli interests. They operate through a web of think tanks, media ownership, and political contributions, ensuring that any American who questions why we are fighting in the Middle East is branded as an anti-Semite or an enemy of the state. They have mastered the art of Oceania has always been at war with East Asia, twisting our natural, healthy patriotism to fuel a machine that is ultimately working against our own survival. As of early March 2026, the Pentagon boasts of crushing dominance and the systematic destruction of Iranian capabilities. They celebrate the sinking of Iranian warships and the killing of Iranian leadership cadres, and even of their children and their wives. But at what cost? We have sent 3 aircraft carriers to the region, including the USS George H.W. Bush, and approved hundreds of millions in additional arms for Israel. We are engaged in a war of regime change that offers nothing to the American people but crushing debt, economic decline, hatred from abroad, and the continued erosion of our standing in the world and our standard of living at home. Our nominal allies in Europe watch with increasing understanding and horror as we prove ourselves to be a rogue, out-of-controlled, parasitized superpower, acting as a blunt instrument for the most malevolent among the most malevolent race on this planet. The tragic irony is that there are some Middle Easterners who do threaten America, but those truly threatening Middle Easterners are not the Arabs or the Persians on the other side of the world. The Middle Easterners who actually threaten America are not in Tehran. They are in Washington. They are in Hollywood. They are in New York City. They are the Middle Easterners who pose as whites, as Americans, who occupy our government offices, who write our foreign policy, and who preach the gospel of multiculturalism and racial mixing to our youth. They despise the white majority of this nation, viewing our heritage, our creativity, and our intelligence and racial loyalty as a threat to their ambition to dominate this earth. They advocate for open borders for our country, while maintaining Israel as an ethnically pure fortress state. It is the ultimate double standard, and it is killing us. The chosen have indeed had their day, but their mask is slipping. The world is watching this bloodbath, and they are learning the truth. The main threat to global independence is the arrogance of those who claim a divine right to rule others. If we do not acknowledge the catastrophe of this war, we are complicit in the crimes being committed in our name. The era of the chosen has brought us nothing but endless conflict, the destruction of nations, and the moral bankruptcy of our once great republic. It is time to demand an accounting. It is time to tear down the machinery of this war and in its place build a nation that serves its own blood and its own future. The truth of the Iranian war is written in the smoke of the cities we have gutted and the tears in the eyes of the American families who lost their precious sons for an evil cause. Patriotic Americans, you are being played. Put down your plastic flags. Start noticing the plastic body bags. Your love for America is being used to mask the reality that your nation has been occupied by a hostile elite for your entire lives. The wealth you generate, the technology you invent, and the sons you raise are being fed into a furnace that keeps the evil Jewish world order burning. Don't give the evil system they have created your loyalty anymore. We must begin to build parallel institutions, reclaim our local governments, and prepare for the inevitable day when their system, bloated on its own hubris, finally collapses. The time is coming when the people will demand an end to this occupation. It will be an act of survival. Across the Atlantic, the same realization is dawning on our brothers in Europe. These lands were built by our ancestors, and they will be reclaimed by their descendants. We are entering a new era. The paradigm of Zionist control is being rejected by thinking people everywhere. The blood now being spilled is a grim reminder of the cost of your silence. But it is also a reminder that our current trajectory is unsustainable. A new day will dawn. We will regain our freedom, our self-determination, and our future. Wake up. Build your families. Stand with your own people, with your own race. Join the National Alliance. Build a parallel society, a better society, a sane society with us. Don't spend a moment of your life supporting their system or their war machine. Don't design electronics or weapon systems for them. Don't enlist. Don't re-up. Throw sand in the gears whenever you can. But spend all your time building something better. Sow this idea in the minds and hearts of your friends and family and co-workers. Our loyalty and patriotism are to the National Alliance and to the white race, not to this infected and sick system in Washington that is killing us. This sick elite of Jewish blackmailers and blackmailed child rapists who rule us now. Make their rule temporary. Very temporary. The time for resistance has come.